This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers receiving some good news recently as both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees are working on a new farm bill. And here with an update from our nation's capital is Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, it seems there's never a dull moment in Washington. I understand both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees released documents providing an overview of their farm bill priorities. What can you tell us about this?
Well, as we're talking on Wednesday, Bill, the leadership of both the House Agriculture Committee and then the Senate Agriculture Committee, they are meeting with various stakeholders in their own parties, and there's hopefully going to be some bipartisan talks, because what's happened here in May is that we now have two versions of the next farm bill. Hopefully it'll be passed in 2024, so we can call it the 2024 Farm Bill. But the Senate bill was introduced last week by the chair of that committee, Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, and she has a section-by-section, fairly detailed version, which we can talk about here in a moment. But at the same time, the chair of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, he has introduced the outlines, a framework for the House version of the 2024 Farm Bill. And he's expecting that his committee will get together here later in May before Memorial Day to work on that. So we're finally seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. You said it's never a dull moment on Capitol Hill. We've had some dull moments in the past year when it comes to foreign policy. They were obviously supposed to have taken care of this last year, and they kicked the can down the road into 2024. We've got a long ways to go before any of this actually becomes law, but at least now we're finally making some progress.
Both committee chairs have really backed the dairy industry through the years. Are there any dairy priorities that were mentioned?
Absolutely, Bill. So the key here is that in terms of the dairy safety net, both bills will maintain the dairy margin coverage program. There will be the opportunity if the Senate bill gets passed. And so a lot of these details are in the Senate bill. The House version is still fairly broad and not specific to some of these things. But in the Senate bill, the DMC production history, you'll be able to update that to your highest production year of 2021, 22, or 23. So that brings us forward here into a more contemporary time frame, because a lot of times the production history for farms is close to a decade ago, and obviously milk production has grown for the most part since then. The other thing is that we'll extend the ability for producers to receive a 25% premium discount if they lock in their DMC coverage for 5 years. And then the Senate bill actually raises the amount that you can insure at that lower tier from 5 million pounds per year to 6 million pounds. So those are all in the Senate version of the bill. And like I say, the House version is not specific on those yet, but that's something that we hope to see more of here in the future.
Looks like we're heading in the right direction as far as progress. So what would be the next step? What's the timeline for this new farm bill?
Right. Well, the process is that in the House, they are having what's called a markup, where the committee sits down and actually takes action on specific elements of the farm bill. And that's supposed to be on May 23rd. So we're still a couple weeks away. The time frame could slide depending on some of these negotiations that are taking place this week. But we're hoping that the House takes action on it. And then it would have to go to the full floor for a vote. And I think there's general Republican support for what's in the House version. The Democrats less supportive. And so hopefully that's something that can be negotiated. Over in the Senate, Senator Stabenow isn't planning any committee action yet for the Senate Ag Committee, but says she's open to moving a bill if Senate Democrats can reach agreement with Republicans. Given the very narrow margin of control that the Democrats have in the Senate, they're going to need to have at least some Republican votes to help pass this. So those talks have to be held in order for the bill to be moved out of the Senate.
Of course, the feeding program is big in the farm bill. Are there other elements as well outside of dairy?
One thing to keep in mind is that most of the funding in the so-called farm bill actually goes to nutrition and feeding programs. And so that's something that's going to have to be negotiated between the parties, because both the Republicans and the Democrats are looking carefully at that. But there's also some additional money for conservation practices that farmers can use. 50% of the set-aside in the EQIP program will go to livestock operations, which is a current policy and will be maintained. And then there's an important bit of language in both bills, or at least in the Senate version at this point, on what's called the SAVE Act, SAVE Act, which is about common food names and the issue that where U.S. cheese producers want to continue using common cheese names for their products sold overseas, and there's some language in there that defends that practice. So the Farm Bill contains a lot of different things. Again, we've seen more specifics at this point from the Senate than the House, but we're hoping that we'll know a whole lot more here by the end of the month, because the House, hopefully, in the Ag Committee will take action on their bill, and hopefully that then will prompt some momentum and get the Senate rolling on its version.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris. From our nation's capital, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.